Hello everybody, I'm Gosia from Cosmic Agency, and today, as you see, I'm in the park here in Poland near my parents' flat, and I wanted to offer you a different background, more natural background than just my red wall in my room. There are a lot of birds flying around and screaming. I hope they are not going to interrupt me speaking too much. Well, in today's video we'll talk about very interesting things. First, I'll mention some little details here and there, and then I will tell you a little bit about the latest UFO sightings in Uruguay, where a big fleet of UFOs was seen in the beginning of this month. And then at the end, in the second part, I will talk a little bit about the secret space program's submarines that are not really just submarines, they are also spaceships, and what Federation does about them. And then at the end I will have a little announcement which I think will be of interest to many of you. It is of big interest in the Spanish channel. First, I want to clarify the word cabal, because many people ask about this. What is cabal exactly? And we keep using that word over and over again, so I think it will be useful to explain. And in the words of Zvaru, this is still from Zvaru, it is difficult to really define what cabal is, because it reaches out into so many fields of life, and it's just such an overlay of various activities of the secret shadow group. So cabal, it would be people with great power whose objective is to conspire against all the humanity. It's a small group of control, again, conspiring to exploit and control the population. It is a conglomerate. This control begins with the low range Masons, then it goes up to higher range Masons, Illuminatis, and non-human conglomerates, mostly reptiles, on top. But from there, it actually branches out a lot. These are military groups, black budgets, industrial groups, and also great big transnational corporations, bank industries. So it covers all different branches of life. So this is a general description, and I hope it helps. Now, changing the subject, some time ago I talked about shadow men from the astral level who are very real. And someone in the comment section asked me this question, very interesting question. This person asked, if those bad entities are fourth density, then they should vibrate at higher frequency than us, right? So why is it that you say that they get attached to us if we lower the frequency with drugs and alcohol, for example? The gradient should be even higher from them than it was before we lowered it, right? Or what do I get wrong? So this is what Zvaru explains here in this subject. This is from the past conversations. You have to remember that the expansion of the frequency range is not linear, is what I have always tried to explain. Nothing is completely linear, and everything expands in all directions. 4D is on the side of you, 3D, just like 6D is on our side, and 8D on the 7D side, being their astral equivalent. Remember that the person is not just one frequency, that the person is the whole range of multiple frequencies at once, some lower, some higher. So if there is a compatibility between one of your lower frequencies and those of the astral being, then that being will get glued to you. And now here, something occurred to me, and I said to Zvaru, you know what, it should be maybe the reverse. The 4D should be called 2D, and then the astral for you, 5D, should be 4D. Then it, we avoid all these confusions. And she says the problem is that it wouldn't represent it, because in a number of the oscillation per second, the lower astral actually is over 3D, physical 3D, is more than 3D. So it's like 3D, 5D, 7D, 9D on one side, and their astral equivalent would be 4, 6, and 8, as if accompanying the physical sight. So that's the explanation. Now, quick answer to Robert's question. Robert asked, where is my higher self? Yeah, where is that higher self realm? And Svaru responded very, very, very briefly here, but it's complete, I think, the answer. You are your higher self. Your highest self is everywhere. It's just that you consciously access it only partially. It's not where it is. It's not a question of where it is, because it is everywhere. It's with which part or with how much part of yourself you can reach that higher self and you can connect with it. That's the question here. So that's that. Let's go on to the next subject, which is the UFO in Uruguay. There was this big fleet of UFOs that was seen in the beginning of this month, I think December, and many people asked about that. And we consulted with the Tigetans, and they confirmed there was a big amount of traffic, intense traffic in that area, mostly Centauri and Antarians, all South America and over Africa, the same height, I think, all the way to Madagascar on the other side. They are CAP, Control Air Patrol. And I asked, why is there so much traffic, so much intense traffic those days? And they said because that zone is on a target. The Cabal wants to attack that zone again and attack their electrical central areas, especially in Chile, in Bolivia, in that area, and also Argentina, to create instability. They were supposed to do that, the Cabal was supposed to do that, with the planes of high technology. So when those ships, the Federation is sending the ships to be seen, to be present in that area, so that presence of the Federation ships distances the Cabal agendas away. As he says here, Dor Kalel, the presence of the Control Air Patrol of the Federation moves them away from the site, scares them away, basically. It's about becoming known to the population, the presence of the Federation, not hiding their operation, the Federation's operation, to become visible. But not only that, it's also to prevent the Cabal's dark agenda from being realized and executed once they see those Federation ships. And they were not Taygetan ships, Federation, but not Taygetan. So to have the Federation ships in that zone will prevent the Cabal, will stop the Cabal in their plans to send drones to attack those electrical central stations. And those attacks are done mostly with EMPs from the generators in their ships. I'm talking about the Cabal ships. So once they see the Federation presence, they will leave the area. So I'm also telling you this so you can see the Federation is involved. Most of these involvements are not really visible or are secret, and the population never finds out about how much the Federation does for us here on Earth. And then, you know, many people complain, what are the ETs doing? Why aren't they helping us? While they are helping every single day with the operations of this kind. Let's move on to the next topic, which is going to be submarines and spaceships. But I think for that topic, I'm going to move back home because it's getting dark. And I think maybe it will start to rain. There are a lot of birds. And the next topic is important. I want to show you some images. So let's move back home. Okay, well, here I am, and for this part, I'm going to be here in my flat, and I'll show with you a very interesting subject of the submarines spaceships. And this is something that came up recently looking over past conversations, recent ones, not very long ago. And, you know, because now everybody's asking me about Trump and the secret space program and also Trump's space program and all that. So I just want to share with you that bit of information that I have about those spaceships that are submarines and vice versa. The submarines that are actually spaceships. Because as you know, as we have told you before, the secret space program is dismantled, but it's not dismantled in its totality. It's controlled in a big part, but it still continues to produce ships. They keep trying to still, you know, do all kinds of operations. So they are mostly controlled by the Federation, but they keep constructing more and more ships. They are very well done, and there are a lot of them. They are one of the best ships that the humans have. Well, humans, cabal, reptiles behind. Now, let's talk about these submarines that are actually spaceships. That's actually the problem, because many of those submarines are not submarines. They are special spaceships that belong to secret space program. I'm not going to talk about the names and classes of these ships, even though I do have the access to the name, but I was told not to reveal the name, but they do belong to more modern American submarines. The most modern American submarines are actually spaceships, and they do try to transport them through different portals. Corey Good, even a few years ago, mentioned those. They do exist. You know, he was right about some aspects of the secret space program. So yeah, it's a very logical, actually, thing to do. How do you hide a ship that is floating in space, right, that needs maintenance at some point? You hide it in a plain view as a submarine. I'm looking at my notes here from what they were telling us. It's a perfect submarine, they say. It's hermetic with ultra-secret systems. And it has gravitational nuclear motors, engines. It has the magnetic toroidal propulsion engine. And it turns in counter-rotating direction. It is pure SSP, Secret Space Program, so they say. And now the base for these submarines, spaceships, is in Area 51, which is the U.S. Navy and not USAF. And here they are asking, what is the U.S. Navy doing in the middle of the desert in Nevada, right? What are they doing? They have special bases for those special submarines, ships. And they are located in the Level 7 in Area 51. They are special bases for submarines. The opening to the Santa Monica Bay. They are spaceships. They are hidden in plain sight as submarines. And here we are told it is perfect, because when they are not there or when they are not visible, they only say, oh, it's their stealth systems or invisibility, submarine invisibility, in order not to be detected. But the fact is they are not there. They are contained on Earth. They are contained, they are there on Earth, but they are also jumping through portals for submarines, special submarine portals, from Area 51 to below the coast of Yemen. So now the Federation is after these ships. They have been after these ships. They're always looking out for these submarine spaceships in operation. And what they do, what do they do? They stop them and they try to confiscate them and move them to the moon, where they keep all the confiscated Cabal ships. I ask here if the crew of those ships, those submarine ships, know about what they are really, and if they are reptiles. So the answer is that the full crew is human, not necessarily reptiles, or, you know, the elites are reptiles, but the regular crew, they are probably just ordinary people, marines, who are not even aware of what they are involved in and what these ships, what these submarines really are. And yeah, as they say here, we believe that most of the tripulation of the crew, they don't even know where they are, and they are not, they don't have to, it's not their business to know where they are, what they do. That's how the US Army and US Navy and all these government institutions operate, very compartmentalized. And one department, they don't know what the other department is doing. That's already a known fact. So yeah, we might have some Marines coming out and saying, oh, I've been to one of those, and it's definitely not what you're saying. Well, because you don't know. Of course, because you have no idea. You have been told just one portion of the mission, of the operation, of the truth, and what they are really, that remains a secret. And here they say that explains why their systems are so secret, with their silent propulsion not to be detected, including something that is known as Caterpillar or hydromagnetic propulsion system. I have no idea about these things. I'm just passing you the information. Maybe some of you will know what this is about. So, including something that is known as Caterpillar or the hydromagnetic propulsion system, which is just a motor, an engine of magnetic propulsion of the ship. So that's the information I have about these special, strange submarine spaceships. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it gives you some additional insight into what the secret space program and the Cabal are up to. And as you know, as you see here, I also wanted to bring this up to let you know, to make you understand and see and be aware of all the different operations of the Federation. They are doing everything, as we always say, behind the curtains, in secret, behind public's eyes. So we don't know really the extent of their activities in which they participate. But all I have for them, at least, is the deep appreciation, because they are risking their lives in order to stop these negative Cabal operations. So thank you very much. So thank you very much to all of you who are watching, who participate in the operations of this kind. Now, to finish off, I'm going to give you a small announcement. And this is about one of the upcoming topics. This is huge in our Spanish channel. I mean, we haven't published it yet, but I mean, it's huge in a way that everybody has been asking us to make this topic and to finally reveal what we know about Jesus. Yes, we have been avoiding this subject for a while, and you will understand why. You will understand why once I make the video. Me and Robert, we finally decided to publish that information that was given, and you will receive a story about what has happened, if Jesus existed or not. I will also go into the story of Mary Magdalene and another historic character, a very important one, that is related to Mary Magdalene. Okay, I'm not going to reveal anything more at this point. I just wanted to announce that this is coming. Now, it's not going to come right away. I still have to finish stellar navigation, because I have several more videos in that topic, very interesting videos that I want to make, One of them is actually about time, because it does relate to stellar navigation and to our perception. Time, perhaps even pyramids and Egypt will go first. I'm not sure yet. And then I will go into the saga, because it's going to be in several episodes, of Jesus' story, okay? Of this whole situation with Jesus. So that's that. That's coming. Thank you very much for watching. I'm going to leave you with this. And until the next episode, as always, thank you very much for being here around the channel. Oh, and one more thing. Also, I want to say to all the new subscribers, please look at the playlist that I have at in the description of every video, below every video. I have a link to the playlist. And that's very important, because there you will see all the videos from the beginning in order. And in the beginning, we have had a lot of very interesting and very deep and esoteric articles that Svaru wrote. And that's about free energy, black goo, artificial intelligence, mechanics of manifestation, biology, and so much. So please look at that playlist, okay? And try to see the videos from the beginning, if you haven't yet. So again, thank you very much, and until the next time. Bye-bye.